Ribs, the bones in the hand. You know why the hands looks, the fingers look so long? You're actually seeing the metacarpal bones, almost like an x-ray on the shroud. So the skin did not just take the imprint of the image, but you're seeing some of the sub-skin images on the shroud. Also, besides the teeth and besides the long bones in the hand that you can see and some of the bones in the feet, also what's been fascinating is that the image of the thumbs can be seen through the hand. Okay? Scientists have been able to see the thumbs through the hand. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. A seventh support for the authenticity of the shroud are some of the off-body images, namely some of the other images that are on the shroud which are not actually part of the man's body. And when the three-dimensional imaging was done in the 1970s, it was seen that there were images such as coins on the eyes on the man in the shroud. And what the scientists did was use polarized image overlays with different ancient coins to see which ones matched up, just like you have matching for fingerprints. And they would take, let's say they found fingerprints on a gun or on a windowsill, and then they would take these fingerprints and they would do a computerized overlay to find out which criminal they belonged to. And they found that there was a coin, especially on the right eye, which they can see more clearly, that had image overlay, and that was a lepton. It's called a lepton, which was the coin minted during the time of Tiberius Caesar under the reign of Pontius Pilate, around 29 AD. I mentioned also before, another off-body image was called the phylactery, which was a little leather box which had a strap which went around the head, and the devout Jews would wear this to keep the scriptures always in the forefront of their mind. And actually, if you look at the picture, close-up of the face, you can actually see a little V right between the eyes of our Lord. Other off-body images would be flower images. And again, Professor Dineen from the Hebrew University says that there are hundreds of flower images around our Lord's body. And these flowers bloom in spring in the Holy Land. And through some of the videos and some of the books, you can actually see the images of these flowers. So most likely when our Lord was taken down from the cross, Our Lady and the others would have gathered flowers and placed them around our Lord's body. And the pollen of many of these flowers is actually found on the shroud. So you can see images of flower petals and leaves, and these again bloom in Jerusalem at that time. An eighth reason why the shroud is authentic is because there is no sign of decomposition on the body. See, when somebody dies, their body enters into rigor mortis, which obviously our Lord had even on the cross. That's why on the shroud, the one leg, the left knee is higher than the right knee. The foot, the feet are in this direction, almost going straight down because of where the nail had made the wound through the feet, causing the feet to remain in that position after rigor mortis set in. So obviously, scientists have shown that the body on the shroud is in rigor mortis. Rigor mortis lasts 2 to 3 days. After the fourth day, the body begins to decompose and deteriorate. And if that occurred, you would actually see deterioration on the linen, which they've seen in over 200 linens of ancient mummies. But there is no sign of decomposition on the shroud. And so we know that whatever caused this image happened while the body was in rigor mortis, but before decomposition set in. This would correspond perfectly to the resurrection, which occurred on Sunday morning, about 40 hours after our Lord was laid in the tomb on Good Friday. Remember, 3 o'clock on Good Friday, they took our Lord's body down from the cross. They had to get it down very quickly. The sun was going down. Saturday was a Sabbath, which actually began on Friday evening when the sun went down. They only had an hour or two to very quickly wrap the body in the shroud. Now, they did not wash the body because, first of all, it had the lifeblood, spilled lifeblood, which was the blood of atonement on our Lord. So they did not wash the body. And they basically did